This is the story of a young lad pressing a button in Norwich almost 55 years ago and introducing us to the world of traffic lights at one of the busiest junctions in the city, and memories of the Point Police. Back in 1964, our photographer was there at the St. Stephen's, Red Lion Street, Rampant Horse Street and Wesselgate Junction to record the event when John Abbott, aged 12, pressed the button for the first time. The writing was on the wall for the police officers directing the traffic, who'd become great characters with a unique relationship with the motorists, cyclists and the people. Maurice Mawson writes a newsletter for the Norwich City Police Association, and he says, "Real traffic control by a white-garbed officer majestically pointing and beckoning in a style peculiar to that officer, hurling a double-decker bus around a corner with an aggressive wave of a bally-like sweep of the arm was signalling omnipotence. At St. Stephen's, you were raised above the streaming traffic by, originally, a purloined orange box, later, a wooden stand knocked up by an enterprising PC in the fire station. At the old world narrow Charing Cross, you hastily vacated the middle of the road to avoid losing the buttons on your tunic to opposing buses and lorries," recalls Morris. "Then at Thorpe Station, in the days of the bus terminus, you juggled with five offset roads in what was euphemistically called a training exercise. Whatever your style, and wherever you stood, you were the master of all surveyed, except at St. Benedict's Gates, where you stood facing an armada of cyclists, not wanting, but compelled to go to work at the boot and shoe factories. They stood on one pedal, glaring at the obstruction, which was you," he adds.